Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
You know how when you're dating, you look for Mr. or Mrs. Right? Everybody has characteristics that you're looking for in somebody else. Well, our intern Tracy is attracted to one type of guy and one type of guy only. You have to be in a band. Tracy, the intern.
Yep.
Yesterday, told us that she has been she has been watching a guy for about 3.5 years.
I'm not stalking him.
Not stalking, okay. But just from afar.
Yeah, I've known him for 3.5 years. I went out with his roommate like twice, and then I developed this huge crush on him. But he's always had a girlfriend, so we're not going to mention any names. He doesn't anymore, but just in case.
Can you tell us what band he's in?
Well, that would give it away, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would probably give it away too, but he is in a band. So.
Of course he is.
Of course.
Oh, really? There was a chance he dated somebody who's not in a band?
Most of the guys I have dated seriously weren't in bands. It's just the ones
roadies, and you were just hoping to get into a dressing room.
Okay.
Tracy will not look at a guy unless he has a guitar in his hand.
Drumsticks,
whatever.
That'll work too.
But if you carry speakers for a big enough band, she'll look at you too.
So for 3 years, you've been watching this guy. You're thinking, he's so hot. He's so cute.
I mean, I didn't see him all the time. Like, I would see him every couple of months and then hope that, you know, a couple of months had passed and they had broken up, but they never had. So I saw him Tuesday night. I hung out with him because he played. So I went down there and I was supposed to hang out with him last night, but instead of having a story, I need advice.
Okay, it was supposed to be a big deal yesterday because she came in here and she said how excited she was.
Yeah.
This is like the Super Bowl of dating for her.
Yeah.
She's been waiting for this guy for 3.5 years.
And it was finally going to happen.
And I couldn't wait to hear about the date. This is it.
It was going to be huge. So
kickoff last night was supposed to be at 8 o'clock and it never even happened.
Well, here's what happened, okay?
It all comes down to a sports analogy for a guy.
I know it. You know that, right? I love it. So I showed up Tuesday night and he was all excited to see me. I mean, all of his friends were there, but he paid more attention to me than he did to anybody else, came up, gave me a huge hug, was standing there talking to me, got on stage, played. As soon as he got off stage, I was the first person he came and talked to, stood there, went around, said hi
to
everybody else.
You must have felt great.
And came right. What, are you making fun of me?
He's still stage sweaty, and he's talking to me.
Yeah, I was the first
one. It's stage sweat.
Did he give
you different than normal sweat.
Did he give you his pick? Hey, baby, thank you for coming out to the show. Excuse me one minute.
Jeff,
I need to go
hear
towel
the story
off.
Then.
I was on tonight, wasn't I, darling? And
why
I'll tell you why.
Why do this?
Because I played a little extra hard because I saw you in the front row.
Okay, I'm done with my story now.
Did you go to this concert alone?
No, my friend Tara went with you.
She had a wingman with her.
You
can't go by yourself.
He came down off stage and he was toweling himself off and he flicked his picks out to the audience and here you go. And then you saw him coming at you and you say, Tara, go away. Go away.
Did he give you the sweaty hair flick? The rock and roll hair flick?
Okay. You this guys is not 1986.
You guys are the biggest nerds. She's not dating someone from Kiss.
Yeah, he's not in a hair band.
Okay.
Bert.
At any point during the show, did he say, I wrote this one for you? And point down to the gaggle of groupie women down in the front corner of the stage. I wrote this one just for you. And you guys all at the same time
went. Broke into a Journey cover.
Every rose has its thorn.
No.
So he comes off stage.
So yeah.
And you're the first groupie he comes to.
Don't say no.
I mean, first girl he comes to.
Right. He says hi to everybody else and he comes right back to me. Sure. And my friend Tara's like, yeah, he likes you. And like I said, 3 years ago, I went out with his roommate twice. And then he mentioned to me that this person is now getting married, which was really shocking to all of us. And he said, yeah, we all just assumed I would be the first one to get married. So I was like, well, yeah, because, you know, you have a girlfriend, you always have. And he's like, well, you haven't talked to me in a while. So then I was all excited.
Green light. Big time green light right there.
Doesn't
all
have
right.
a girlfriend anymore.
It's Tracy on. Rips off her shirt, starts rubbing her breast.
She elbows
face.
The four other groupies off him and she's like, I'm ready to go.
No. And then he starts asking me, he's like, well, what about you? Who are you seeing?
You. I am seeing you and I have been for 3 years.
Right.
You just don't know it.
We have no lives. We're all like, hey, tell us more.
Here, I've been dating you. Look at all the pictures that I've altered right. digitally. Look.
And I've already set the wedding date. I hope you don't mind.
Okay, go on.
So then he starts asking me who I was dating and I was like, nobody. And then, so we got a little bit more flirty and, he asked me what I was doing Monday night. And I said, I don't know. Why? He's like, would you want to hang out Monday night? And I was like, yeah. He's like, really? You want to? And
was he
like,
playing a gig or is it just like you and him
gonna,
going out?
He was just gonna, he was just coming to town.
Okay. Me and the guys are getting together to work out a new sound and I was thinking maybe you'd want to combine, just hang out.
You want to sit in on a jam session? Okay, so you made plans to go out last night.
Well,
I'm sure okay. He's going to take you to Fuddruckers or whatever.
you have to pick him up after he finishes waitering at Chili's.
He doesn't know.
Okay.
Poor Tracy.
Anyhow, okay, so that was Tuesday night. Right. And he said that he would call me within the next few days just to make sure that, you know, that he was definitely coming to town and we were going to hang out Monday night.
I'll give you a jingle, baby. Ciao.
So I'm thinking, you guys are making this so much worse than it is.
Any chance you had of actually having a date with him has now been completely crushed.
No, I don't. Yeah,
he didn't listen to us. He's far too hip for us.
Yeah, exactly. So Saturday, he calls me and I got a message and he said, you know, hey, I'm coming to Atlanta. I'm going to hang out with some friends. Just wanted to know what you're up to. So maybe I'll call you later. But either way, I just want to say that Monday night's awesome for me. I hope it'll work for you. And then I didn't call him back that night because I figured he's leaving. I'm not going to be able to get in touch with him. So I called him the next day and I was just like, hey, it's me. I'm calling you back. Give me a call. And then I got an email yesterday saying he has the flu and he wasn't coming to town afterwards.
Oh, man.
But he did like give me like rattle off like a list of like all of these days that he was going to be here and hopefully sometime in between and he still really wants to hang out.
Well, I mean, you've given the guy 3.5 years. You can certainly give him another couple of weeks.
I know, but it sounds like he must like me, right? Like, why would he go in? Okay, no.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's so into you.
No, he seems pretty
interesting. Well, then why would he even bother saying let's hang out to begin with? And why would he have called me Saturday night?
Yes, he could very much. I think he likes you. So why don't you email him back today and go, you know, I'm working at Q100. I'm a really big deal, and I have a lot of events coming up. So why don't we try to pigeonhole a date right now?
So you'll make me out to be a bigger deal when you meet him?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, this is gonna be the Tracy show. We're gonna have jingles made and everything.
For real?
Yeah, sure.
Tracy, we'll get her in. You look so good. Not that you don't look good. We will make you look so flat.
So if I pull the radio card, you'll totally back me up on it?
Oh, sure. Here's the thing, I think, with a guy, because, again, you know, I really believe that dating is a chess game. And as much as we say that we want pure honesty from the start, I think that's crap. I think there's a certain amount of head games that goes into every bit of dating, at least in the first couple of weeks, you know? I think with a guy that's in a rock band, I think what you have to do is ignore him. I think you have to totally keep him on his toes and make him chase you. So I think you call him back and you say something like, yeah, not a big deal. Just call me when you get around to it.
Well, that's what I didn't even call him. I just emailed him back and I'm like, okay, yeah, no problem. Just let me know when you're in town.
And yeah, that's cool. I think it's not a big deal.
Okay. I definitely think you're on the right track when you had the business cards made up that said executive assistant to Leslie Frank. I definitely think that's two steps in the right direction with him.
In fact, I think the next time you guys make a date, I think you call him and you go, I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm sorry.
Yes, yes.
I mean, that's a great.
Really?
Yes.
Always play hard to get with the boys.
Good. I'm totally into games. I mean, that's so bad to say, but yeah, I mean, I'm not going to call you back every time you call me and... I don't call guys usually. Like, they have to call me.
Keep them on his toes. Keep them running for you.
Yeah, So it's okay that like I superimpose my head on y'all's headshots.
Do whatever you got to do to get this guy. we totally condone that.
It'll be very interesting to see which one of the four of us you take off, though.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.